Good morning, everyone. Let's try this again. I thought I did this before and stopped recording. I am recording this a day early. We're going to be traveling tomorrow, as I assume a lot of people will be for this holiday. I just pray safe travels for you all and grace to everyone. I'd like, ideally, for you to be able to start your mornings with these. I'm hoping that this is Monday the 21st, and this is day two of our journey. Day two, knowing your purpose. Restful one, I call your spirit to attention in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Listen with your spirit to God's promise and his word. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. Your Father has a purpose for you. I bless you with knowing your purpose as God has seen it in his heart. I bless you with being everything that God has designed you to be, because as you experience the joy of fulfilling your purpose, you will benefit. Others will benefit, and the world will be blessed. Restful one, I bless you with fulfilling the call of God on your life and living out the fulfillment of his will. I bless you with being in your Father's time, not running ahead and not lagging behind, but knowing his will and doing his will in the right time, the right place, and the right way with the right people alongside you. I bless you with knowing the things your Father has called you to do, to know, and do the things he has called you to do. I bless you with being able to carry out God's work with honor, with peace, with joy, doing God's work God's way. He has uniquely designed you as an instrument of a particular set of good deeds. You can do them better than anybody else can do them because your Father has uniquely positioned you. I come into agreement with God and with his word, and I bless his design of you. I bless the good works that have your name on them for you to do. And I bless the way your Father has designed you to do them. I invest in you. I care for you. I love you. I nurture you. For you are a treasure and a blessing to the world. I bless you with a life-giving community to fit into. You have a piece to put into a mosaic. And I bless you with fitting together with other people. But you can't do what God has called you to do alone. I bless you with finding like-hearted, like-vision, like-spirited others. I bless you with being a part of a family of ministry where you can enjoy your greatest fulfillment as you fit with other people who are finding their fulfillment in God's purpose, and each of you is doing what God has designed you to do. Your Father will bless you, restful one, with the right closed doors, because your enemy will try to get you to do things that God has not designed you to do. Good things, legitimate things, profitable things, honorable things, but your Father has not designed you to do them. I bless you with not wasting time or effort and doing things that God has not called you to do, but being able to invest fully where God has positioned you and be fully present to today's grace and today's assignment. Your Father will bless you with open doors to walk forward in his time and his calling, for you to experience the joy of fulfillment of being everything he has called you to be at the right time and in the right place. Your Father intends for you to have beauty of spirit. I bless you with fulfillment, grace, elegance, and the wisdom and beauty of heaven. I celebrate the beauty that God has nurtured in you. You are God's craftsmanship, his masterpiece, his poem. You are not just a piece of a puzzle or a tool designed to function, to do good works just because the world needs them done and the kingdom of God will advance. I bless you with obeying him one day at a time with beauty of spirit and ease of effort and the favor of his making a way. Your Father intends for you to carry the fragrance of heaven, for people to be attracted to you. It will not happen because you are effective or competent or secure or have a holy boldness about you, but because you have the perfume of heaven. I bless you. I bless you, restful one, with being a fragrant offering as you do the work God wants you to do. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Father, as I pray this prayer for the second time, so to speak, we may know in part all that you have. I have a sense about some people here. I have a sense about where people are, and maybe where they may be going, but from the grand sense of things, I know nothing. Lord, I pray that there be a confidence to be instilled upon each and every person here, that you know the plans you have, and that you know their purpose, and those things will be revealed at the right time, and that, Lord, your desire for them is so much greater than their ability, than our ability, than Ed's ability to blow it, to miss it. That, Lord, that we can really come into a place of resting, that our purpose is hidden in you. Our identity is hidden in you, as you, and the mystery of your life in us is a mystery. Just as a marriage in the union, one of the two great mysteries in the Jewish mysticism is number two is marriage. The mystery of the union where two become one. But there's a mystery in that with you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would really guard by opening and closing doors. Lord, I pray that you would put a tone and a resonance on all of the invitations that are from you, and a different one on all the things that are not, to help us to discern your voice, Lord. Something that really stuck out to me, Lord, was the passage here about doing all of these good things that are coming our way. The good, in quote, things that will exhaust and burn us out. Lord, I was reminded reading that of a former director of a school that I was a pastor at, and I was breaking all of the rules that I had been taught, and I had been raised up in a ministry, and people, Lord, would come, and they didn't know me, and I didn't know them, and they would come and get ministry, and I would leave, and they would leave, and never the two should be. And now I was living in the same single floor community with the very young people that I was ministering to, and boundaries. And I was talking to the former director, and he was like, you know, Ed, I used to have, my definition of boundaries has changed. My boundaries used to be, look like, here's a line, don't cross it. And now my boundaries are a little more like, this is what I'm willing to do, and this is what I'm not willing to do. I could do them, but I'm not going to do them. And he said, and what is my model for this? He goes, well, it's Jesus. Jesus had one guiding principle. He said he only did what he saw his Father do. Now, he could have done those things, but he did not. He only healed one person at the pool. He went away regularly. So there are all kinds of things that the Lord could have done, but he only did what he saw his Father doing. So, Lord, I pray today that you would cut away all of the extraneous things that we're doing that you haven't called us to do. Like a former pastor he said the only thing he remembered from seminary from this one professor was him saying, "Son, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy." Lord, that today, that Lord, all of the things, every yoke that we have taken, your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Every yoke that we've taken on, Lord, that today you would break them under the sound of my voice. Though you would throw them and burn them in a fire, as Elisha had done with the yokes of the oxen that he slaughtered. That, Lord, every weight that we've taken on that you haven't given us, anything, Lord, that we are carrying that was only for a season or a day, a burden you gave us to do, or just a weight that you never asked us to take, weights that are really yours to carry, any outcomes that we're holding ourselves beholden to, that really are none of our business, but really yours. I ask that you would wipe them away this very day, Lord God. And that, Lord, that you would really help us to recognize when the offer is your offer versus a distraction. Lord, you're endless in your resources, but we are not. Yes, in theory, when we're operating in alignment with you, we're sourced from another place. We are operating 100% through the Spirit, etc., etc. Yes, that's true. We are supposed to be a conduit of heaven. But in general, we only have so much time, so much energy, so much focus. They say that we can only make a certain number of really good decisions every day. There is something called decision fatigue. So, Lord, everything that we are doing that we're not supposed to be doing, Lord, let it cease. Help us, Lord, to really come into a restful place of doing more isn't doing more. You don't really want our effort, you want our attention. I should probably write that down. You don't want our effort, Lord, you want our attention. It's not perspiration, but inspiration. I pray, Lord, that you would make everyone here, that we are carry the aroma of heaven. That, Lord, that you would, as Bob Jones used to say, that you would make all of our senses golden. So that we can see, hear, smell, taste, and experience the realm of the Spirit, to experience heaven, to experience you, Lord, through all of our senses. These are just other gateways and ways to be able to experience you, and that this very day, Lord, that people would smell the perfume, the aroma, and that we'd be so imbued with you. That, Lord, you said that, you know, if people have seen me, they've seen the Father. That, Lord, there'd be such a fullness of you in us that people would see you. And if they've seen you, they see the Father, that they would see the Father through us. They would experience it, Lord. And I'm thinking of a funny story of Bill Johnson where he was shopping in a department store and a woman walked up next to him and just fell out in the Spirit. And he said, "Oops, I leaked." That, Lord, that we would leak heaven, that we would leak you, and that there be an incidental way of us disrupting this society, of us imbuing environments and shifting things when there's no way that we could have done it on our own volitional accord, and that you get all the credit. Lord, I bless those under the sound of my voice with rest and knowing that they're exactly where they're supposed to be. Lord, I pray that you minister to anyone of us that has ever struggled with feeling that they're somewhere else that they're called to be. That they'll rest or they'll like themselves. If they can only get to this place, if they can only do this thing, if there's a place where there is like this plaguing feeling that has chased them through their life, that they are not where they're supposed to be, that they're behind, that they have to catch up, or that they've blown it. I used to say that I didn't feel like I was on God's plan Z, where we're going to have to go to some numerical scale, but I was like Q. The Lord, that we are, there is no plan B or C or D or Q. There is plan A from the beginning. And I pray, Lord, that you would imbue people today with your love in a tangible way, for them to be able to encounter you, Lord, to be immersed and marinated in you this day. We bless you and love you in Jesus' name.